Welcome to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast, where I narrate some of the best articles relating to Greenwich residential and commercial real estate. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli, associate real estate broker at New England Land Company, based in Greenwich, Connecticut. Before we get into today's article, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Today's article comes from Ron Michon of the Greenwich Time. Thanks to New Gym, North Greenwich Shopping Center is in better shape. On January 28th, 2019. A new tenant is up and running at the North Greenwich Shopping Center, and problems with vacancies there are a thing of the past. Craig DeColibus, co-owner of State Line Fitness, opened his doors at a new 3,000-square-foot facility on January 18th as a part of soft opening process. A formal opening will be held in February. DeColibus, who works with a partner in the fitness business in White Plains, New York, was looking to expand their business through the years. The retail center in the neighborhood just south of the border with North Castle, New York, and the hamlet of Banksville seemed like a good choice. Quote, from here, the next closest gym in any direction is 10 miles away, end quote, said DeColibus. Quote, it seems like we're in the middle of nowhere, but we're actually in the middle of everything. Greenwich, Armonk, Bedford, Rye Brook, we're in a good spot, end quote. An IGA supermarket closed there in 2010, leading to a drop-off in the number of visitors to the retail complex, and a number of vacant storefronts resulted. The shopping center has slowly come back. ...of Rye Brook, New York, said the fitness center is doing, quote, pretty good so far, end quote, and he hopes to grow the business in coming months. The center is mostly doing group classes, though personal training is also offered. The operation concentrates on strength and conditioning. Free weights and cardio machines are the primary tools of the trade. DeColibus, who has an MBA and worked previously in corporate finance, said he looked at the demographics and business conditions in the area before proceeding. He appreciates the warm welcome he has received so far from other business owners in the area. Quote, everyone wants everyone else to be successful, end quote, he said. The gym owner says he enjoys the work and the challenges he has embarked on. Quote, I've worn suits for 10 years. I'm happy to wear sweats now, end quote, he joked. The shopping center has shown new life in recent months and the expansion of a cafe and food market, and a florist and a wine shop. A large space in the anchor site at the North Greenwich Shopping Center, part of the former IGA, is still vacant and being marketed. Other retailers are happy to have the new business running. Quote, it's a positive thing. He's really a great guy, and I think he'll do well, end quote, said Alfonso Crisciolo, owner of Banksville Pizza and Pasta. Ryan Belmont of Computer Emporium said, quote, I'm happy to have anyone come in. In terms of vacancies here, it's definitely turned the corner, end quote. The town planning and zoning commissioners made a change to allow the new business to operate there, as, quote, group fitness, end quote, was not an allowed use under the previous zoning at the site. You've just listened to Thanks to New Gym, North Greenwich Shopping Center is in better shape by Rob Marchant on January 28th, 2019 by GreenwichTime.com. As always, thank you for listening to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli, associate broker at New England Land Company. And if you want to hear what I have going on this weekend, stick around. So this Sunday, July 28th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I'll be hosting a public open house at 14 Indian Pass, Greenwich, Connecticut. We are now priced at $925,000. This is a great flip project. It's a great live-in, renovate, and expand project. There's just a ton of options. We did some renderings that we upload to Zillow, so definitely check those out if you are curious. At the very least, swing by, say hello, and we could chat a little bit about Greenwich real estate. So I'll see you guys this weekend, hopefully, and I will be back for your next Greenwich real estate update.